Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. All right, we are some stressed out people, and particularly we're going to be talking about conquering the stress of superwoman syndrome. I don't know if I have that or not. I probably do. I think I'm a pretty superwoman, but anyway, we've got James LaValle here. He's going to help us with this. Hello, James. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. I don't know. You may have superwoman syndrome.
That's right. Like I said, I joked, I'm a superwoman. I think I'm pretty super, but I don't know if I'm a superwoman. Sorry, well, I'm a bit of a goof.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's tough, right? Because I think the big thing that I think is interesting is that, you know, we always thought that men had more fight or flight response built into them. And here, when they actually studied it, they found out that women have a much stronger fight or flight response, and that they go to their adrenaline, cortisol, sympathetic nervous system reaction quicker. And that really translates into some interesting, I think, interesting insights into, you know, what's going on with women who are, you know, having to work, be moms, also be active in the church, you know, contributing, you know, to their community. They got a lot going on, and you know, I think it really starts to make a lot of sense when you start to kind of pull apart the, you know, what's going on with their chemistry.
Definitely. You know, speaking of chemistry, I want to mention you're an internationally recognized clinical pharmacist, author, and board-certified clinical nutritionist, naturopathic doctorate with more than 30 years of clinical experience. So you know what you're talking about. All right, so let's talk about the link between chronic stress and illness. I mean, we've heard about this, but what are things you've seen in your practice and in your life, James?
Well, I mean, one of the big things I teach, you know, docs and all our patients that come in is, you know, the actual metabolic effect of stress. Stress isn't just a word, but it's like, oh, do you handle your stress well or not? Stress is actually a physical event that occurs. We need some stress in our chemistry, but we don't need too much stress. And certainly, it's also been shown that if you don't have enough stress, it can be an issue, enough stimulus. So the big thing is that when you get under chronic stress, your serum cortisol levels go up, and that's going to alter your immune system, start to cause cognitive decline because it blocks your neurons in your brain from actually budding. So creating new neurons in your brain is a big thing that we all need as we're aging. And then it causes, you know, increased insulin resistance. Your lipid profile changes, so you make really small, nasty LDL particles that like to burrow into the inner lining of your arteries, and you end up storing more fat. And then the last piece is you lose muscle. So when you're under chronic stress, these big metabolic shifts happen in your body. Now, how does it turn out in your behavior? Well, you start to create more carbohydrates and comfort foods. Your impulsive and compulsive eating starts to turn up. All of a sudden, you're gaining weight, and you put on 20 or 30 pounds, and you're going, what happened to me? I don't think I'm eating that much different. Sleep habits change. So, you know, if you're not getting 7 to 9 hours of restful sleep a night, stress could be at the bottom of that. And so those are the big, like, real quick global things that I see that I have to address with people all the time. And women in particular are more prone to anxiety and depression. They get a lot more prescription meds than men in that area. And I really think part of it's because they push that panic button in their nervous system. I'm not saying they do it necessarily externally, but their nervous system perceives it. You start to release more adrenaline, more noradrenaline. You start to create more cortisol, and you begin to use up your calming neurochemicals in your brain. And that's where one day, all of a sudden, you start going, I'm overcommitted, I'm anxious, I'm even feeling a little panic, and I cannot get my mind to stop racing.
And that is such a bad place to be. And some of the things that contribute to those, you talk about, we need to stop fad dieting. We need to get our vitamin D levels checked. You know, we need to get enough sleep. I am like so, sleep is like my religion. You know, people laugh at me because every night I'm in bed between 8:30 and 9, no matter what. I could have someone visiting I haven't seen in years. I'm like, sorry, I'm going to bed. And they'll just be like, what? I just got here. But, you know, for me, it's just one of those things. I know how my body works. I know what a cranky pants I am if I don't get enough sleep. And so I just think it's so important. So talk to us about a few of these things, the vitamin D levels, where we get that done. I'm assuming you can go to your doctor and get a blood test, the fad dieting. Just expand on these a little bit, James.
Sure. Well, I mean, vitamin D is a big, important one. And obviously, yeah, you know, I'm on the scientific advisory board for the Organic and Natural Health Association. And it really, we're mapping out 12,000 people we're tracking internationally on vitamin D levels. You can obviously go to your doctors, get a vitamin D check. And if your vitamin D is, I think, below 55, you need to start taking vitamin D. Some people like it higher. Some people don't worry about it until it gets even lower. But the majority of the evidence would say if you don't get to 55, you simply are not going to get the benefits of vitamin D in your body. So if you want to go a little higher, that's kind of up to individual practitioner preference. They can also get a vitamin D kit that they can have tested in their own home if they don't have a doc or they don't want to go to a doc. That's grassrootshealth.org, I think. It's another not-for-profit involved in getting their vitamin D levels checked. So great opportunities for people, and it's important for women. Low vitamin D associated with increased breast cancer risk, increased preterm pregnancy issues, obviously immune issues, the gut breaking down with vitamin D. And on diet, I mean, I'm really trying to, what I have watched for now 35 years, the way people eat, and people go to extremes. I'm going to do a low-carb diet. I'm going to, then I can't. I'm going to go eat a bagel every day and top it off with a cupcake because I can't stand my low-carb diet anymore. and it's like we've got to get the swings out of the diet. Although we know low-carb dieting is a great way for people to manage their insulin resistance, I'm a fan of people eating lower-carb diets, even including some intermittent fasting into their lifestyle if it's possible. I really like Phase 2 Carb Controller. It's a raw material that's in different products, different companies have it. But I like it because the human studies show that people lose weight when they take it in conjunction with a responsible carbohydrate diet. So you take it with your starches, and 66% of those starches go to your lower intestine undigested. That means that your blood sugars don't go up as high because there's not as much starch going into your bloodstream. We don't trigger insulin resistance. The other thing I like is that the resistant starch feeds the beneficial flora. So really a nice combination when you think of Phase 2, being a part of how do I start to manage these craving patterns, getting this starch under control.
Now, where do you find that, James?
Well, you can get Phase 2 Carb Control. Natrol is a company that has it. You can get that at Walgreens, CVS's. I think GNC has one that's called Phase 2 Carb Controller. There's people that know a GNC store that could go in and get it. And the thing is, there's human studies on it. 6 months after going off of it, 73% of the people maintained their weight loss. And there's actually claims that's even been allowed for this particular product. So it's very rare in the dietary supplement category. I think it's a big win for women because when you get stressed out, man, you go after that. I want chips. I want cookies. I want cupcakes and I want bagels. I mean, it's a big, big problem.
Yeah, it can be a problem. One of the other things that I love, some of your advice is, we only have 60 seconds, but if you're looking at a good stress reducer that you can do in less than 15 minutes, random acts of kindness, venting to a friend, and breathing techniques. This is all such great advice. James, we've got to have you back on Naturally Savvy. I really love what we've been talking about today. Why don't you tell us all the ways we can find you via social media?
Well, the biggest way is just go to jimlavelle.com, and that has all of my social media connects with it. If you just go to jimlavelle.com, there's a free carb counter there that is absolutely free, no strings attached. A lot of other information there on all my books as well.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, James. And thank you for listening. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD and at NaturallySavvy. Gals, you can be a superwoman, but try not to be a superwoman because you can get into trouble. And if you do, make sure to use these stress strategies. Take care and stay well.